Now let's do the exercise at page 72. Exercise in special difficulties. Complete these sentences using the correct form of the following words.
请同学们用下列动词的正确形式填空。
Number one. If I can save up enough money, I'll go abroad.
那么如果我能够积攒足够的钱，我也会出国的。Save up.
Number two. The steamboat sail up the river.
在汽船顺流而上。Sail, 航行航海。
Number three.It was very cold, so I buttoned up my coat before going out.
天很冷，所以我把这个大衣的纽扣扣上。
Buttoned up.
Number four.
Eat up what is on your plate, and I'll give you some more.
把盘子里面的东西吃光。
Number five. I went up to a policeman and asked him the way to the station.
我走到警察面前。问着去火车站的路该怎么走
Went up to a policeman. Number six. He wrapped the fish up in a piece of newspaper.
用报纸把鱼包起来了。
Wrapped. W-R-A-P-P-E-D.
Number seven.
My watch has stopped because I forgot to wind up. Wind. W-I-N-D.
我的手表停了因为我忘了上弦。
Number eight, it takes children a long time to learn how to do up their shoelaces. Do up,
系紧。那么要花费孩子们很久的时间才能学会怎么样系鞋带。
Do up their shoelaces.
Now let's do the exercise in multiple choice questions. Number one,
what do most children do with the money they are given?
重点突出在 do with 孩子们怎么样去利用去储值他们所拥有的零花钱
According to the text we choose C They go straight to a sweet shop and spend it
那么根据课文的内容我们当然选择 C
George is a good example
乔治就是一个很好的例子了
Number 2 When the writer gave him 50 pence George
那么作者给了乔治50便士 George 干什么呢
We choose dog George set out for the sweet shop but lost it on his way and his 50 pence brought him 50 pence worth of trouble
那么大家知道他的50便士给他带来了50便士的麻烦
So his pocket money brought him trouble
His right arm was stuck firmly
Number 3Once the firefighters had come to George's rescue,
那么这个消防队员来解救乔治。
But no, George had his arm grazed and was able to get it out of the drain.
乔治的胳膊被抹上了润滑剂，然后呢才得以解脱。所以我们答案应该选择 A.
注意 have something done 句式 had his arm grazed.
把某物从什么中取出来 get something out of.
Now, key structure. Number four. 50 pence is not to pay for a bar of chocolate.
在原文当中我们采用了
small price.
一小笔数目言外之意不太多所以我们的答案应该选择 much. Much 用来指代不可数名词 money 之所以不能选择 C 选项 plenty 因为 plenty 仅用于肯定句式当中而 much 主要用于肯定句疑问句否定句
OK number 5 I gave him 50 pence yesterday and advised him
建议某人做某事 advise somebody to do something 也可以用 advise somebody that建议某人那么 that 引导的宾语从句当中必须要出现 should 加动词原形的虚拟结构
For example I advise my students that they should read English for more
than an hour.
我建议我的学生每天大声朗读英语不仅仅是一个小时。
Should read in English, you know? Should read.
Should 可以省略掉。所以我们答案应该选择 boy.
Number six.
Hey, to the sweet shop when he dropped his 50 pence. 那么这个表达方式应该选择 dog 选项。他正去往糖果店的途中这个时候把这五十便士掉了。我如果见到剧中的 when, 表达的概念是就在这时恰恰这时正当此时。那么其前的主句结构往往采用进行时态。
Now translate the sentence. I was having dinner at the restaurant when Tony Steele came in.
我正在餐馆吃晚饭这个时候托尼斯蒂尔进来了。这是非常重要的一个句子结构。B, doing something, when.
Number seven.
He could not find his 50 pence anywhere. Get his arm out. 大家知道他的五十便士找不到了，而且的胳膊也抽不出来了。那么在表达也不，我们可以运用 neither 或 now, 但是 neither 和 now 都是否定副词，用于句首句子必须倒装。这里的几个选项我们只能选择 A. Now could he?
Number 8.
A lady rubbed his arm with soap and butter. 那么这个语句同学们应该记得很清楚，表示把香皂和奶油涂抹在他的胳膊上。 Let's say A lady put soap and butter on his arm. 那么注意这个语言的结构，把某物放在某处，put something 和介词搭配，把书放到书柜里， put the books in the bookcase， 书放在书桌上， put a book on the desk.
Number 9.
With some children, small sums. 那么对于一些孩子来讲，小数目的钱可能维持很久的时间， so small sums last a long time. 我们选择 A 选项。 Boy 选项Durable, D-U-R-A-B-L-E, 这个形容词表示持久的、耐久的。For example, jeans are very durable, 仔裤很耐久。
Number 10,
a crowd of people gathered, and a lady, they gathered around him. 围绕在他的身边 gather around him. 强调是围成一个圆圈。So, gather in a circle.我们答案应该选择 C 选项。